What's going on, AfterBuzz fans? I've got some big talent in a small package tonight. My guest, Roman Christou, is here to talk about his starring role in the much-anticipated horror film, The Curse of La Llorona. Don't move a muscle.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, AfterBuzzers? How's everybody doing? I've got a very special guest tonight. I am very, very excited to introduce him. This is Roman Christou. How are you, Roman?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm very excited to talk about the newest movie that you're in, because I am a horror freak. But first, I am Timothy Michael, and like I said, this is my guest, Roman Christou. Once again, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old, but I was 10 when I filmed a movie.
Wow, okay. So about 2 years ago then.
Yes.
What's it like being an actor in such a big movie, being so young?
It's amazing. It feels awesome that I got the part, and I feel really lucky. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many other kids with so much talent, and it feels really good getting the part.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Denver, Colorado, but I moved to California when I was 7 years old.
Oh, nice. And how long have you been acting?
I've been acting for about 2 years now, I would say.
Why did you decide to do this? Why did you decide to be in this industry?
Well, my brother did theater when he was really young, and eventually he got into TV and film. And I used to always be there for his auditions and his lessons, and I picked up a thing or two. Mm-hmm. And eventually his manager wanted me to try acting, and here we are.
And it just stuck.
Exactly.
Well, look at you, natural talent. Do you have a support system? I know doing and being in this industry, it does take a toll on you. I know your mom is in studio, Melissa. How is your support system at home?
Well, I feel like my parents are my biggest support system, because my opinion and my thoughts are always taken in, and I really love how they're always there for me, whatever I need, and they help me go through whatever.
Yeah. Let's talk about this movie. I'm very excited about it. Are you a horror fan? Does your mom let you watch horror movies?
Yes, but I'm generally not the one who would want to watch horror movies.
Oh, so ironic. Interesting. So The Curse of La Llorona comes out on April 19th this year. It was directed by Michael Chavez.
Yes.
What was it like doing the audition?
The audition was awesome. So the first audition, I remember for about an hour and a half, I used me and my acting coach went over just the movement. And for about an hour and a half, we just spent on that. And then I went to the audition, got a callback, and the callback was awesome. Mm-hmm. I went in, and they did tons of different, like, little exercises, you could say. Mm-hmm. And so one of them was they would make me look into the camera. And first, stage one would be, like, he's my best friend. And then you would just go from stage one to, like, stage seven, which would be, like, the scariest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And another thing they did was, at the end of the audition, just out of the blue, they would say, all right, give me your best scream. And you would just scream as loud as you could. And from the lobby, it was hilarious, because you'd just hear, ah, every second.
How many kids were auditioning for this part?
I'm not sure in the original audition how many, but there was about 15 kids in the callback.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
When you heard that you got the part, what was that like? Did they call you? Did they tell you they're spot on? What was that like?
Well, when I first kind of got the clue, I was going to soccer practice, and my mom dropped me off, and she's like, hey, Roman, you're in the mix for the movie you just auditioned for. And I'm like, this is awesome. She's like, but don't get your hopes up. I kind of got my hopes up a little bit. But
of course.
I mean, so I went to soccer practice, got back, got in the car, and my manager was on the phone. She's like, Roman, you got the part. And I didn't believe her at first. And I was like, really? And she was like, yep. And I just screamed. And I had a lot of tears of joy, too.
Of course. I mean, it's a natural reaction. Yeah. I mean, I probably would have passed out. So luckily you didn't do that. Did you still go to soccer practice?
Yes, I actually
did. You did. Yeah. You did. Oh, wow. I would have been like, bye, soccer practice. So what was filming like? I mean, your mom in the film is Linda Cardellini. What was it like filming with her? Because she's a pretty big star. She's in Brokeback Mountain. She's in Green Book. I mean, she's got a lot of credits under her belt.
She's an amazing actress. She's one of the nicest people I've ever met. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to talk to her. And I feel like that made it kind of simple when I filmed the movie. Because whenever I needed, like, something, like a question or anything, I could just go up to her and ask her, and it'd be just simple.
Yeah. How many days of filming did you do?
I'm not sure the exact number. I think about 5 weeks.
Okay. Wow. What was it like working in such a big production, coming from where you've come from?
It was awesome. It felt really good.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was probably the best experience I've ever had.
Were you nervous? Did it take you a second to adjust, or were you just like in it?
Yeah, I was nervous probably the first week, because I mean it was my first time, and I kind of needed to get into it. Mm-hmm. But eventually, they just kind of showed me how it went, and they showed me the ropes, and then I loved it from then on. I was also very excited and anxious in a lot of parts. Mm-hmm. Like, some parts, there would just be scenes where I would just be, like, and I would be sometimes excited, sometimes really nervous, because I would go into a scene where it's, like, just so subtle, just the slightest things.
Yeah. Was your mom on set with you? Your real mom?
My mom was on set with me the majority of the time.
Okay.
My dad was on set with me a lot of the time, too.
Oh, nice. So you do have a great support system.
Yes.
And I'm sure them being there definitely helped calm your nerves.
Yeah.
Which is nice. What was it like working with the rest of the cast?
The cast was amazing. Like I said, Linda Cardellini was just so easy to talk to and mm-hmm. so nice. Janie Lynn, mm-hmm. she, I feel like we act like brother and sister off and on set.
Yeah.
We kind of messed with each other a little bit. And we hung out a lot and it was awesome. Raymond Cruz, I feel like he really upped my performance because he gave me such good advice that it was just priceless. Mm-hmm. I mean, he gave me all the subtleties that I needed to know, and it really helped my performance.
Speaking of advice, and I'm glad that you brought that up, what did you learn most about yourself or about the industry while you were doing this project?
Well, again, since it was my first project, I kind of learned how to do it, and I learned a lot of etiquette of kind of actor's etiquette, you could say, and kind of what to do, what not to do. And also, I kind of learned a lot about how I act under pressure mm-hmm. and under a lot of anxiety. And it was really awesome learning that.
What do you have coming up?
Well.
I mean, you shot your first big movie.
Yeah.
So it's only up from there, right?
Yeah, you could say. I'm going out for a lot more auditions. I don't know. I believe I got a call back. But yeah, it's just been amazing.
Yeah. Where can your fans find you? Like, where if they want to follow up with you, where can they find you?
Instagram.
Okay.
I'm not as concerned of people mm-hmm. just being a fan of me. I'm more concerned of people seeing the movie.
Yeah.
And I want to see their reaction to what I reacted.
Yeah.
Because I reacted, I'm sure, different than what the majority of the fans are going to react, mm-hmm. and I just kind of want to see how that's going
to
turn out.
Bringing it back to the movie, because you said that you weren't much of a horror buff,
yeah.
as I am. Who do you think would like this movie?
Well, anybody who's into horror, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who knew the original folktales, La Llorona. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's going to be really good for actually a lot of audiences.
Mm-hmm.
People who love horror.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who knew the original fairy tale.
For the people who don't know the folk story, can you tease it a little bit for them?
Yeah. So La Llorona is a mother, and basically she does some horrible things
yeah.
and gets cursed to walk the earth for all of eternity, and she hunts down kids.
Yeah. I mean, it's a...
Can't tease too much of it, though.
Right. No, of yeah. course not. We don't want to give too much away, you guys. You got to go see the movie. April 19th. I know that you are very excited about it. I'm very excited yeah. for you. What is the next step for you? What do you want to do?
I know
you said you're auditioning a lot, but what's next?
I want to continue acting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into a lot of sports. But I feel like acting could be a really big thing for me. And I feel like if I keep up with it, I'm going to learn a lot more
mm-hmm.
and learn some really valuable lessons. And I feel like that's going to be really great.
Yeah, I think you have a long way to go in this industry. And like I said, really the only direction for you is up. And I'm very excited to see you in this movie. I'm very excited to see where your career goes. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
That is my guest, Roman Christou, you guys. Go see his movie, The Curse of La Llorona, April 19th. Don't miss it, you guys. I will be there probably opening weekend. So I will be there. You should be there. Once again, Roman, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. We'll see you guys next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.